Rise and join us in a private invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any, if there's anyone today that would like to speak, we give the public opportunity. Please go ahead and come to the podium, state your name and where you live.
Donald Burks. I live at 660 North 13th Avenue. I brought somebody with me you should meet. This is Dr. Samuel Shea. He had joined the operations at the hospital. He'll be working in town 4 days a week for now and soon more than that. You know, he's got excellent credentials and we're happy to have him. I just wanted you to know that he was here and to introduce you briefly to him.
Great. Is this a full-time resident doctor at the hospital?
His family still lives in Snohomish, but he'll be here at least 4 days a week and
okay.
More. As that's, traffic picks up. And
that's great.
He has a great many skills that was trained in all the modern things. He did his residency in Galveston, Texas. That doesn't sound like much here, but that's a big thing in Texas, the medical school in Galveston. He's lived a great many places. I'll let him give you the minute and a half introduction.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Don. Hi, I'm Sam Shea. As Don mentioned, I'm a general surgeon in town. I started in February of this year. I've actually been coming here for about a year now, just helping out the hospital after Dr. Sebesta. But my goal is really to, now coming on full time, is to bring on more service lines in Othello, kind of bring all the patients back where they were already doing a lot of this many, many years ago. So, of course, as general surgery, most of what we practice is, you know, your routine colonoscopies and EGDs, but a lot of the hernias, gallbladder, soft tissues, we want to bring it all back into Othello and have all the procedures done locally. So that's kind of my goal here. As I mentioned, I'll be here 4 days a week, but I am full-time here. I live in, currently live in Moses Lake and trying to find a place to stay in Othello. Hopefully in the next few months we'll find that. But I'm excited to be here and would love to support the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jake Mendez Jr., civil rights activist, ACLU Washington member, and an NAACP member as well. It's brought to my attention that someone from the Othello Police Department is continuing asking Pastor and slash the chaplain of the Othello Police Department to stop feeding the homeless community. And the statement that's been brought up is that it's enabling them to remain homeless over a sandwich. My question is, what evidence do the police department has to back up that statement? Do they have any written statement to verify that? Do they have any video evidence of that to back that up, that statement, as to why they're homeless over a sandwich? Secondly, what authority does the Othello Police Department have for homeless people that live within the county, not within city limits, to dictate any pastor or preacher within this community of what they should and shouldn't do to feed the community when it's only once a week? How is it affecting your apartment financially, mentally, and physically? What gain do you have of asking Pastor Adams to stop that? And I'm recording this video because I'm going to file a complaint in this video to the Attorney General and our state governor and our senator. So, Police Chief Assistant, what do you have to say for yourself on behalf of your department with these statements and claims?
Sure.
Good evening, Mr. Mendez. How are you?
Pretty good.
So thank you for your question. I'll be happy to answer it. So first and foremost, the Othello Police Department firmly upholds the value of charitable giving, and we encourage all members of the community to actively participate in kind acts to our population in need. I've spoken to our chaplain, and he has assured me, and he has clarified that there's been no members of the Othello Police Department that have tried to control or dictate his charitable acts and good works to our population in need. And any concerns that have arisen have arose out of a sincere and genuine concern over his health, safety, and well-being, considering the fact that other members of our community have attempted to service our population in need and have been assaulted. Nonetheless, there's no objection to our chaplain's charitable acts and good works. We condone them. Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate your answer. So I just hope this is the last time you try to, or anyone within the police department, to continue to ask him not to. Because it's pretty obvious that he's saying, speakingly openly on his church congregation and to the rest of the church members of what they're doing. So it just looks, it doesn't look good on your half and your department. And I'm willing to point that out each and every time he talks about it. So who knows? He may talk about it next Sunday, but hopefully he doesn't. Maybe that'll put an end to it and nip this in the bud. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
I'm Chris Bronwart, and this is Mike Stevenson, and this is Jerry Schramm. And we're with the Othello Sandhill Crane Festival. We're on the planning committee. And first of all, we want to thank the lodging tax that you give us each year. We could not function without the support of the city and the donations that we get from businesses and individuals. Our budget for our festival is about $70,000. We have the rental of the church, the rental of the school building, to pay the custodians, to rent the buses, to pay the bus drivers. So it is quite a feat to put on. We start planning in August for the following year. I'll leave these here for you. It's our brochure for the year. Mike and his wife, Jen, put together our brochure. We have over 20 speakers for Saturday, and we have over 20 tours and hikes. You can ride your bike, you can take a bus, you can see the cranes many ways. And I know everybody here sees them and hears them. You just have to walk out on Main Street and hear them. And but we really want to invite you all to attend the festival, even if you can only drop in for 10 or 15 minutes. I've got a little get-in free card for everybody. So, you know, if you just can show up and see, listen to one or two lectures, see our children's activities. We have vendors that come. We really invite you to attend, and we hope we can see you. Now, Mike's going to give you some facts.
So I do appreciate, as is Chris, all that you do for us. We currently are sitting over 1,500 people that we know will be attending already. 1,300 activities have been scheduled and paid for. It's not a huge draw for our city, but it's a huge draw into our city. We have hundreds and hundreds of people coming from the west side and Oregon, as far away as Kentucky and all over the place. So we appreciate it. Like Chris said, there are many, many things to do. Plus, we also have self-guided tours where we send you out in your own vehicles and just chase down the birds at a safe distance. And it's a great activity. We have people showing up this week. The cranes are here. And we are looking forward to this as we do every year. Thank you.
Some other interesting things. Last at our festival last year, we had two people from Pennsylvania. We had two people from Tennessee. We had two people from Montana. We had 22 people from Idaho. We had 41 people from Oregon. We had 263 people from Western Washington. The city people come over here and they don't know a cow from a horse. And on the tours, we have a bird specialist and an agricultural specialist because we have a lot of questions about, you know, what is that out there and what are they growing out there? And so we do a lot of education. We promote the community. We do advertising in the newspapers. If you listen to NPR, you've heard us on NPR. We're on other stations locally. We advertise in the Moses Lake Herald. So we do a lot to promote the city, not only the wildlife and the birds, but the agriculture and the geology. If you're interested in geology, we have wonderful lectures on the Missoula floods, on the columns out in the potholes. And, you know, if any of you would like a private tour, we can take you out and show you. Just, you know, give Mike or I a call. And we love to take people out and see. We've taken people out that live in Othello that have never been, like, outside of the city limits. Those are even people living in Othello. And so we have a lot of education that we do and promoting Othello and the Columbia Basin. And so thank you for your time, and we sure hope that you can, and even if you just drop in for 10 minutes and walk through the building and see what's all there, we hope you'll be impressed and want to bring people back. If you've got kids, we have wonderful children activities. They make binoculars out of toilet paper rolls. They have all kinds of other art activities. It's about 10. They get to make masks. And so anyway, lots of really fun activities. Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll close the public input and we'll start with roll call. Looks like all council members are present. Do I need to excuse the mayor? Could I get a motion to excuse Sean?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, moving on. Approval of the agenda for tonight. Can I get a motion for that?
I make that motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second.
All right. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The consent agenda. I would entertain a motion for the approval of the consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All I, so now I need to know who approves. All those approve say aye.
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 First order of business is going to be a public hearing. So item A, water use efficiency public forum. At this moment, I'll open a public hearing for the WAC 246-20 or 290-830 4A, which requires a water system to set a water use efficiency goal in a public forum that provides opportunity for consumers and public to participate and comment on the water use efficiency goal. So at this time, I call on staff to kind of give us a breakdown of what we're looking at here and what it consists of.
Our water use efficiency goals are the same as they were for the last water system plan. And this is just, we have to have a public forum to receive comments on it. So if there's any comments, we can discuss them and change them and then accept the resolution. There were a couple of grammatical errors that were found by staff since I presented this. And so those will be changed before we finalize it. But there's nothing that massively changed. The six measures were outlined in the chapter four that was attached as well. And so they're the same goals as last time. Just mostly public information to better use their water, irrigation issues and leaks, and making sure that we're not wasting water. So our goal is 640,000 gallons annually. Since the last water system plan, it hasn't been as efficient as we expected, but we also thought we were going to have an irrigation system online by now. And so our goal is still to get an irrigation system online for new additions. So there are a couple of developments that have put in irrigation. So as soon as we can get that online, then we will take them off of municipal water for their irrigation. So we did put in here what the measures would cost us, and it's basically the printing of the materials. So we expect that to be close to $1,200. There is no motion that is necessary for this portion, just that we open it for comments.
I have one question.
Yeah.
The pool water leakage issue, do that skew our numbers? Do we believe that skewed the numbers for water usage?
I think what we looked at was water use versus how many ERUs we had. So it could have, because that was a pretty big use. So I don't know that we delved that far into it. I think we just looked at a basis of water use, so it could have.
Understand.
I open this up to public testimony. If anybody has comments or issues that they'd like to raise with regard to this, you can approach and okay, hearing done, we'll move on. And staff has already given a response for us. So at this point in time, I'd close the public hearing for the public testimony. And is there any deliberation among the council with regard to the number or the value that's been selected?
No.
Okay, so moving on, I'll close the public hearing. And now I will take into consideration a motion. Oh, wait. At 6:19. Okay. Okay. So staff in the Water and Sewer Committee reviewed and proposed the WUE goal and measures, having received public comment in the WUE public forum, and after consideration of public input by council, staff, and the Water Sewer Street Committee recommends adopting the WUE goal. So at this time,
I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution 2025-04 establishing Othello's water use efficiency goal.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, moving on to 4C. I'll let Robin take this.
So we have an existing GPS unit. It's called a Rover, and we went to use it last year, and it won't hold a charge, and it had some firmware updates that it needed. So we sent it to a company to have them go through it and see if they can get it to work the way it needs to work. They sent it back. They did the firmware update, but it still will not hold a charge, and we talked to Topcon, the provider of that unit, and they said it's out of date, and if you don't use it as frequently as other people do, then the batteries die faster. So it's a 8-year-old unit. So we need GPS units because we can't do our job very well without them. We can't lay out any of the projects that we're planning to do. So it is a need. This setup that they gave us has a Rover and a base, which makes it so that if ever we wanted to put it on a machine, we can do that. We can use it for any of our equipment. And we looked through, and both excavators, the loader, the roller, and the grader all can be set up to use those. And it also gets us better data. Having a Rover and a base gives us better data, and we can get under trees and under the edges of the roof. And so we went through and practiced with it to see how good of a unit it is. It's usually a $50,000 unit, and it's on sale until the end of March. So that's why we're pushing, and we need it to get some things done.
So if you're going to use this for all the machines, you have to set up for them, right?
We do. So we are not in the position to do that, and it's not worth the expense at this moment, but all those machines can be if we ever get to the point that we need to install pipelines or we're in that position. Currently, it's not efficient to do that.
So the only problem you have with your system now is it won't hold a charge.
So it's useless. We can't get it.
What, once you charge it, will it hold a charge?
No.
It doesn't hold a charge at all?
No, you unplug it from the, to go take it outside, and it won't keep a charge. It turns off.
Okay.
I think 8 years is a very long lifespan for a piece of electronics.
And especially, he told us, so now we know, if you leave it plugged in too much, then it dies. So it's better for you to unplug it and plug it in when you're going to use it. So going forward, my techs know that. So, yeah.
Any other questions? I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the new GPS system from Topcon Solution Store in the amount of $33,292.33.
I second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. The next on the agenda is the Washington State Department of Ecology is requiring the city to complete a comprehensive general sewer plan, a GSP, in accordance with WAC 173-240-050 to address existing collection systems deficiency and plan for the future growth. One major task that has not been completed in the past GSP is the capacity analysis. With the extensive population growth since the sewer facilities were constructed and the additional housing that is currently being developed, Ecology requested a rigorous analysis. And I'll turn it over to Robin.
Yep. So Sean O'Brien had started this general sewer plan last spring. And when I reached out to Ecology, our permit advisor would not even comment on it because the things she asked him to do, she felt like he didn't even attempt to. So we reached out to Anderson Perry because they're working on our facility plan and they kind of go hand in hand. And we have been back and forth with ecology because we don't feel like we need a general sewer plan until we have a facility plan. And so we're going back and forth. And so, but it is a requirement. We need to have it done by December 31st. And the capacity analysis is outside of what Cameron and I can do and the amount of time that we're given. So we need to reach out to a consultant.
Any discussion with the council? Funding Spencer Water Sewer or sewer fund? Okay. I'd entertain a motion to approve task order 2025-01.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Then we go on to 4E. It is now an amendment to the Anderson Perry Wastewater Facility Plan. And you can take it from here, Robin.
Okay. So we've looked at the growth potential in Othello. We have two ongoing developments that were not on the horizon when this initial contract was signed. And we have four on top of that that are potential within the next 20 years. So we want to make sure that our facility plan encompasses all of that, but that is it almost doubles the scope of what they were originally contracted for. So they just wanted additional funds to verify that the facility plan is going to still handle our additional growth.
So none of the two motions here, they don't go hand in hand?
They do not. They kind of do because the general sewer plan and the facility plan go hand in hand. That's why we're going with Anderson Perry for both of them. But they're completely different things.
Any other comments? I'd entertain a motion to approve the amendment number 4 with Anderson Perry and Associates.
I'll make the motion to approve amendment number 4 with Anderson Perry and Associates Incorporated for the modifying the wastewater facility plan in the amount not to exceed $84,855.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, moving on is 4F. And that is the Othello City Council has the authority to enter into agreements to purchase real property for the city purposes. And this is related to what we've discussed before with regard to the 77 acres where we would be putting our water treatment plant system in. And so I'm looking for I want you to read it and have discussion on it. Is there any questions on what you see before you?
I want to make a motion to table this item until the next meeting. This is a $4.2 million purchase that nobody in the public was given any prior knowledge to. It didn't even show up on the agenda until today.
Yes.
Our agenda is supposed to be set by Thursdays. That way it gives the public time to look over things, gives the public time to make comments on it, gives us time to make comments on it or read it. There's no way. There's a lot of pages here to read. There's no way that, well, I guess it's possible, but it's very difficult for anybody sitting up here to even read through this.
Okay. The motion being made tonight, if we made a motion, would be conditional, and it would be conditional on what is going to happen at a meeting that's taking place after this one. with regard to the school district and AJ Ochoa and his wife, Jody. So if they work something out with the transfer of the land, you know, then that opportunity for us to purchase this property.
We're being asked to approve a sale, to approve a purchase order.
Mm-hmm. It's conditional though, based on what happens with the school board tonight and the meeting between AJ.
Wow. I've made my motion. I stand by the motion, whether it gets second or not. It's
okay.
Here or there. But.
I'm just saying. Well, Corey's made a motion to table this particular agenda item until the next council meeting, which would be.
When is the meeting that's supposed to take place with the school district?
Tonight. Right, Tanya?
I know we've gone through it for as far as the price and everything, but I agree with you. You know, the public has not had the time to go through it.
Right.
Comment on that. So I'm with you on that. Table until next week.
Two weeks.
Well, at this point in time, I don't know, because the item was put on today, and I did discuss it a little bit with Sean, he called me, but it wasn't a lengthy discussion. I don't know if there's any conditions that we could, you know, wait to bring this back in 2 weeks. Because the next meeting would be what date?
March 24th.
The thing is, John, we're trying to prove something and we don't even know what's going to happen in that meeting tonight.
No, it'd be conditional upon the agreement between the school board and AJ.
So
basically the motion reads to approve the purchase and sale agreement with AJ and Jody Ochoa for $4.2 million plus closing costs and authorize the mayor to sign and complete all documents to finalize this purchase subject to the approval of the agreement between Othello School District and AJ and Jody Ochoa. So if there's an issue there, then none of this really matters.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it would be important to get it done immediately after this decision was made, unless there was somebody else standing in the wings waiting to purchase the property. I mean, can it wait 2 weeks or not? I don't know. Spencer, have you talked to Sean about this at all?
We have Hillary on.
I'm wondering if Hillary was involved.
I wasn't involved in terms of the timeline. And also, I just wanted to note the motion to table hasn't had a second yet. So we should get a second if that's going to happen. But I'm not sure about the timeline. I don't know if there's any urgency.
I'll second the motion. There.
Okay, Daryl just seconded the motion to table it for now. But do we need to vote on that now, Hillary?
No, you can discuss whether or not it's appropriate to table it now and then vote on whether or not you're going to table it. And then if it doesn't get tabled, then you discuss the motion in principle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us what you have for information in regard to this.
I have none. I was very involved in the negotiation of the contract. That was principally in January. And at that time, I thought it was very, very urgent, but then it got continued and negotiated further. And I didn't see it until today either. So I really don't have any good information about whether or not this is an urgent matter. I wish the mayor was here because he's the one who knows.
I think it would be prudent to provide the public an opportunity to comment on a $4 million expenditure by the city. And waiting 2 weeks would allow the public to gather information and make substantive comments to this decision before we weigh in on it. 14 days won't kill us.
Okay, so I'll call for a vote on the tabled motion, which has been made and seconded. And as a council, you will say, you know, yay or nay. So all those that want to approve the tabled item, please say aye.
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 All right, it's unanimous. We're going to table this item until the next meeting on the 24th of March.
And I think if it's urgent, they could always call a special meeting for us if they need it before the 2 weeks. But that gives people time to see the information.
So next meeting, we should have an agenda item for a public comment and then a decision on the package.
You mean,
it would come back. It doesn't really need to have a public hearing on it.
No.
But when the mayor gets back and he opens this up again as an item on an agenda for the next meeting, then we can openly discuss what the urgency is of it, you know, and we can all make a decision on whether or not we feel the public's aware of it enough. Look, it is going toward a portion of that land is going towards a water treatment plant that mm-hmm. we know we want, mm-hmm. and we want to. What the plan is to do with the remaining amount of the property, whether we, you know, look for a buyer or develop it, turn it into a park or whatever. I mean, Sean has, as the mayor, has been the one mm-hmm. doing this stuff. So think about it, you know, come up with some questions and you know, because there's 27, I think, total acres that they wanted to hold in that water treatment plant somewhere in that neighborhood or something. I can't remember the figure, 17 or 27. So there would be a large amount of property that the city would end up owning, and what are we going to do with it? Mm-hmm. So those are questions that you might want to come up with and when we move forward with it next meeting.
And like I said, if the mayor feels it's urgent to get it completed, we could always have a special meeting. The information is out there on board docs now for the public to review. So.
Okay. So, is there any unfinished business that needs to come before the council? Any new business that needs to come before the council?
I just wanted to give a timeline on the migration for from board docs to diligent community. I had a training last week, and then I'll be training the rest of this week and into next week. All of our board docs information has already migrated. They've already migrated it, but it's not open to the public yet while we do all the trainings. I'll be done sometime next week, and then I will open it up to just staff so that we can start working through that. And the goal is to go live April 14th, so that will be our first meeting in April where we will no longer be using board docs. If anything changes, of course, I'll give you guys an update, but that's the goal. And then by May 5th, board docs will be a read-only site, which that's what it is to the public, and I think to you guys as well, but for me and the rest of the staff, we won't be able to do any more edits. And then by June 4th, board docs will be shut off. So everything should be in diligent community now. I will try to send some training videos to you guys as well so that you can see how to navigate through it, but I don't think there will be much. It should stay very user-friendly, and you'll see there's a lot more features. So if you have any questions, let me know.
So will that look like the app that we have for board documents right now on our iPad?
Yes, so I already was looking into a different program for agendas, and when I was doing that, I found out that Board Docs is actually going to be no more by the end of this year. So they're working with all of their all the people that they have contracts with
to switch from board docs to Diligent Community. It's like an updated version.
Well, he'll just take the board documents off of our iPad and we'll be left with an icon or an app to open up this new.
Most likely, I haven't got to that part, but I'll work that through with Abner.
Okay. Well, we did it before without computers, so we could figure it out if we had to.
Yeah.
I can remember dial-up phones, you know, rotary phones. All right. So we've got reports that of Public Works Monthly Report. We've got the Legislative Report. We've got the Police Department Report, Building and Planning Report, and Rental License Annual Report, and Planning Commission Minutes for your review. Is there any comments on those?
None on those. I just had a quick question for Robin. I saw that you guys were working on, it looked like the light posts on Main Street. I was wondering if you could give us an update.
Yeah. So we had the bore underneath of Main Street, so the boring is done, and now they're setting the poles. So they are supposed to be done by the end of March. So they've run conduits to all of the poles, so they just have to pull electrical and tie those in. But yeah, they should be done by the end of March.
Great.
Nice.
Really going to be lit up out there now. All right, with nothing else to go on, I'll adjourn this meeting at 6:42.